Hi, welcome to the Travel Advice Show. Today is December 10th, 2007, and you can email us any travel questions you might have at show@traveladviceshow.com. And our phone number that you can call in is 801-542-9330. And we have a great show today, and I'm Chris Newton, one of the co-hosts, and my other co-host, Jerry Fuller. How you doing, Jerry?
Fantastic. How are you doing, Chris?
Oh, doing good. I'm looking forward to the show today. Would you like to introduce our guest and talk about our show's topic? Yeah.
Okay. I'd love to. We have with us today Gabriel Beda from Tour Specialist. And Travel Advice has been recommending clients calling him for many years. He does a phenomenal job for the countries around the Mediterranean. And today we have him from Morocco. Gabriel, welcome.
Yes, thank you, Jerry. How are you?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Would you like to start out first telling us just a little bit about Tour Specialist and
sure.
How old it is?
Tour Specialist established 44 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And we started in New York around Madison Avenue and then moved to Florida about 12 years ago. We are in the Clearwater, Tampa area. Our specialty are all the Mediterranean countries and North Africa. And also the Middle East, like UAE, Dubai, and Malta, Sicily, all these countries. I've been to Morocco like about maybe 30 some years ago, and I love the country, and I've been there many, many times. And of all the country we handle, I think Morocco is really the most fascinating one. One of the good things, first of all, is it's only 6.5 hours flight from New York to Casablanca. So it's a very short flight. And once you land in Morocco, it's really like in Casablanca, you'll see the whole country, a lot of land of contrast. I mean, you have sea, desert, Kasbah, also snow on top of the Atlas Mountain. And also there are many, many cultures. See, originally Morocco, many thousand years ago, were all Berber, the population. And then some of them, mostly in the northern part of Morocco, switched to Arabs. So you have the culture of Berber, Arabs, French, English, and even Spanish. The population is about 65% Arab and 35% Berber. Of course, the religion is Islam, and the Moroccans are, I would say, probably some of the nicest people that you ever meet. Very, very pro-Western. A lot of Europeans are there all the time, and Americans are discovering Morocco slowly. And what can I tell you? I mean, we have a few programs that are very, very popular to Morocco. One of them is like, say, 1 week tour of Saturday to Saturday, which take you to Casablanca, Rabat, Fez, and Marrakesh. And it's a Morocco's tour, but also it can be done by private car, which we do also a lot. So it depends what the passengers want, and we can offer them five-star hotel, four-star hotel, and I wouldn't recommend to go below four-star hotel in Morocco, I mean, or any third world country, but the four-star hotel are lovely. You all have your own private.
Can you tell us, can I interrupt just a second and tell us why, specifically why you wouldn't recommend, say, a two- or three-star hotel if they're on budget?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Could you tell us why you don't recommend the two, maybe, and three-star hotels in the third world countries?
The three-star hotel, see, on these tours you have breakfast and dinner. The quality of the meals in three-star hotel are not going to be as good as, of course, the four-star hotel. And for a small difference between three-star and four-star, it really pays to go to the four-star hotel. Even three-stars are very clean, but they mostly cater maybe to European who are not as demanding as American tourists. So I would suggest that American tourists should stick to four-star hotel or above, of course. And the sightseeing, I mean, you can go on the same tour in a Marrakesh tour where you have people staying at three-star hotel and or four-star hotel or five-star hotel. You do the same sightseeing, you do everything, but people, depending on their budget, pick whatever class of hotel they want. This is one tour that we have. Then we have another tour where the same tour, but then at the end you can spend two, three extra nights in Marrakesh, which is an unbelievable city. Marrakesh, I'm sure you people heard about it, and it's just fantastic. So you can spend a 10-day tour with doing sightseeing for the first maybe 5 days, and the last two, three nights in Marrakesh, which just you get to know the people more, get to eat the local food, and then fly back from Marrakesh directly, Marrakesh-Casablanca, back to New York or any other airport in the States. That's also one program. We have another program which includes the desert, which is really fascinating in a way. Like, you start touring Morocco, and then at one time you are in a small town called Erfoud, which is in the southeast part of Morocco. And there, yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just saying that,
Okay, and then from the food, we put you in a four-wheel drive. You drive for about an hour, and you reach a small village called Merzouga, where it's really on the southern eastern tip of Morocco, and you have sand dunes and magnificent scenery, and then you are met by the Bedouin there, and then you are taken, you put on a camel for 1 hour camel ride over the sand dunes, and then back to a bivouac. They set up a bivouac for you, which is like a very nice tent, and you spend the night there. Now, the Bedouin will make dinner for you, and they'll sing and dance. So it's a really unique trip. And we have sent a lot of Americans there, and they just come back and say it's an experience of a lifetime.
That's great.
And then also, Morocco is very, very modern. You have magnificent golf courses built by designed by Robert Trent Jones, which any golfer would know. This is his unique designer. I played on them, and they're just absolutely fabulous. And they're all over Morocco. Mostly they're in Dar es Salaam, which is in Rabat. They have five magnificent courses right there, and we're offering also golf tours. Also, then you have the Atlas Mountain, which gets snow in the winter. And so you really have in Morocco...
Can you actually ski there?
I'm sorry?
Can you actually go skiing if somebody wanted to ski?
Yes, they have skiing in the winter, absolutely.
Oh.
They have skiing mostly January, February. The weather there is mostly, I would say, range all year round between maybe 40 to 80, 85. A great month to travel would be September to April. In the summer, it gets a little bit warmer, but this is where the European jam Morocco. They're all over the place in the summer, but it's very comfortable. You're surrounded by desert, so it's a dry heat. So, really, Morocco, you have everything. Now, for instance, the food is fabulous. Most of the meals at the hotels are buffet style. So you have a choice of maybe 20 to 30 salads, all kind of salads. You have then different kind of fish or meat, or rice, and then a dessert table that you go crazy for that. I mean, it's just delightful country, and the people are very nice. This is what I mean, just delightful people, very pro-Western, very, very pro-Western. And what else can I tell you about them? Some of them, the guide might want you to go to their home and have a cup of tea with them and to meet their family. So they're warm, warm people. Very warm. Then also you have what they did in Morocco lately. They took old homes and they spent a lot of money and converted them in a deluxe villas, which can be sold also as hotels. And they're all over the place. And what can I tell? There are, let's say, in any, you have them in Marrakesh, you have them in Casablanca, you have them in Rabat, and they just delightful. Of course, a little bit more expensive, but they're just excellent, and they are considered like, what do you call them, unique places. And they call Riyadh, R-I-A-D. They have complete, all the facilities, the most modern facility, and everything is done in Moroccan style. Like Moorish type, wood, leather. I mean, it's just amazing. And a lot of, we book a lot of people in those Riyadh. And you get meal there, and just done in a very, very luxurious way.
Yeah, I have a question. What currency is Morocco? You know, what type of currency do they have?
What kind of what country?
A currency, like money, the money
currency,
that the currency.
It's the Moroccan dirhams.
Oh, okay.
D-I-R-H-A-M.
Okay.
Now lately the dirham is getting stronger against the U.S. dollar, like every other currency in the world.
Yeah.
So Morocco is becoming a little bit more expensive what it used to be about 6 months ago, but it's still really worth it. And they accept credit card, they accept, they are ATMs machine, very, very modern country, has all the facilities that any city in Europe has.
And it's safe to eat the food and drink the water. You need to drink bottled water there every time?
Well, I always suggest to my passenger, no matter which country you go, whether it's London, Paris, or even Morocco, yes, always, always drink bottled water. It's just a precaution. You see, the food is done, there's a lot of influence of French culture in Morocco. So a lot of the food is close to French cuisine mixed with Moroccan cuisine. But when I go there, I eat the salad, and, you know, it's not a problem, but always I drink bottled water. And I always suggest to my passengers that they should ask their doctor just to get a pill to prevent stomach trouble. Don't wait for the stomach to have trouble. Have pill that prevent that, and it works very well. And I always suggest that to all my passengers to travel, even in Italy or Spain or whatever. It's just a nice precaution.
Do you ever send many clients down there, like Goulamine or Agadir?
Yeah, well, of course. Now, if you want to go, they have lovely beaches, north on the Mediterranean and west on the Atlantic. Agadir is huge. As a beach, you are there, and it's endless. And they have beautiful beaches. They have beautiful hotels on the beaches, and the nightlife in Agadir is fabulous. Very, very nice. Then you have on the north, on the Mediterranean, you have Tangier, which people, when they are in Spain and go for the day to Tangier, they say they've been to Morocco, but it's unfair. They only see a very, very small part of Morocco. You really have to go south. You have to go to Fez, Meknes, and then Ouarzazate. There's so many delightful small towns in Morocco that just unbelievable. There's so much to see in Morocco. And,
if you were going your first time, Gabriel, if you were going your first time to Morocco,
yes,
how long would you recommend the first time visitors to stay in?
Again, this way, if you have limited time, I would go for a week from Saturday to Saturday, and I would see Casablanca, Rabat, Fez, and Marrakesh. This is a very nice tour, can be done either by Morocco or by private car. If you have 10 days, then I would suggest do the same trip and spending the last 2-3 nights in Marrakesh. Let's say Saturday, fly back Sunday or Monday, and have this wonderful extra night in Marrakesh. You see, Casablanca, honestly, between you and I, is only famous because of the movie.
All right.
But it's a big city. I know. It's a big city, and you know, it's still a big city, and most of my passengers, I just give them their 2-3 hours to see the sites and then go to Rabat. Because, but they said, why Casablanca? I said, yes, it's fabulous, but you know, there are other cities that are even more fabulous than Casablanca. And then if you have 2 weeks, then definitely I suggest, or even 11 days, to go to the desert, to the small village of Merzouga, which is unique experience that you'll never forget. It's just fabulous.
Do you think there's a minimum age at what age would enjoy it? Do you think, let's say, grandparents or parents can take their children? And how young would you take a child?
Well, we have a lot of families, like, you know, grandparents and children, grandchildren. Again, depending on the time, they will go for a week and 10 days. Every hotel has a swimming pool, and it's heated, so the kids will be swimming in the pool all day long. The parents could be shopping and or play golf, and the kids have a great time at the pool. Again, we suggest if you are more than 4 or 5 people going together, it pays to really that we give them a minivan with a private driver, chauffeur. It just makes the trip much more enjoyable, and they have the, you know, we can tailor a trip again to their need. If they want to spend more time here, more time here, we can arrange that. We do that all the time. It's a little bit more expensive than the Morocco tour, of course, but it's much more comfortable, especially if they have children.
All right. Let me ask just one other question that I really find. There's a, probably besides the movie Casablanca, another thing that is so famous for the last maybe 40 years is the Marrakesh Express. Do you want to explain to us what the Marrakesh Express is, and should anybody do it?
Between you and me, I'm afraid those trains in Morocco are not what they used to be. And I would not suggest a train unless you're really like students who wants to really be very adventurous. It's a very safe, Morocco is very safe every place. But the trains are not the way to travel, nor buses. The distances between cities are not very long, except between Fez and Marrakesh, which is about 5 hours. But the train are not really recommended now, I would say. I would stay away from them. But you have taxis that you can share with other people. You have buses. But if you want, if for an American tourist to go to Morocco, they should have only 2 options, in my opinion, either Morocco's tour, escorted, or private car and driver. And actually, another option, you can drive in Morocco. The roads are wonderful. The signs are in French and Arabic, but, you know, anybody who drove in Europe can drive in Morocco, no problem.
But I know, having been to Morocco many times myself, I totally agree with you that the best way is to have your driver and a guide, because Morocco is a kind of place that you'll find someplace if you stop, and you may not realize it ahead of time, but you'll just love this little shop, or you'll just love this museum or this mosque or something, and you'll stay there 2 or 3 hours. And you may not even have planned to stay 5 minutes originally, but you'll just stay because it's fantastic. The country is magnificent, isn't it?
Yeah. It's really unique. I mean, I would say the mixture of the people and the architecture and the various, you know, the Berber influence and the French and the Arab, it just makes it. And like, for instance, they have unbelievable pottery, and the driver will know where to take you. Of course, you know, driver always would want to take you to store that, then make a commission. But this is all over the world. If you go to Morocco, to any country, just you have to be, okay, let's have fun. I mean, it's not a big deal if he takes you to a store that's trying to make a few dollars on you. You have to take this attitude to enjoy it. But there are also so many other small towns in Morocco. Like, I'm just thinking of one, like a town called Chaouen, Chaouen. I mean, it's just It's perched on a deep ravine in a very rugged reef mountain in northern Morocco. Again, you go there, and I bet you if you talk to, I don't know how many, very few Americans have been to a town like that. And they're all over the place, small town like that. And you know, Morocco is very famous, something really strange, about their doors, D-O-O-R-S, you know? The way they have their doors of the restaurant, of the hotels, are unique when pay attention to this small detail. Can I ask you to hold just 1 second, please?
Oh, sure.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Yeah, I think, you know, we're really going over some great areas, you know. Jerry, did you have a favorite area or some areas that you would recommend to go to?
Well, having been there numerous times, probably 12 or 13 times, you must see exactly what he's saying. You must see. Here, especially the first few times. But I spend my time in southern Morocco. I'm way down in Goulamine, and I spend my time more in the desert. And then the smaller towns in the southeastern part, where they basically have almost dirt roads. You go in by four-wheel drive. This is where I find... But, I mean, he's right about Casablanca, 3 hours and get out of that dump. But the rest of it is phenomenal, beyond description. Mm-hmm. And Marrakesh is fabulous. You can go there 3 or 4 times and never be unhappy in Fez. And that area, there are several towns within a 20-mile radius of Fez that's phenomenal.
Yeah, but how about you what's
can spend
that?
A whole week.
Yeah, there's so many small, lovely towns. And,
yeah.
And if you like...
I was just saying... Oh, yeah, the carpets there are phenomenal.
Oh, my God, the carpets there are fantastic. You have a choice of...
Mm-hmm.
You have everything. It's just... It's a wonderful... And you know what makes it really great country are the people, the way they welcome you.
Mm.
They're always very warm, and they really mean it. If they tell you, please come to our home for a cup of tea, they really mean it. It's not putting a show like that, but they're fine, mm-hmm. fine, decent people.
While we were gone, Gabriel, I was mentioning, because Chris asked me, because I've been there probably 12, 13 times or so, what my favorite parts were, and I agreed with you 1,000% on everything you've said. And for the person that goes the first 3 or 4 times, they must go to Marrakesh several times and Fez and all that. But I said, now my favorite part is the desert, as you mentioned, and I like to go in very southern Morocco now, down to Goulamine. And in areas where you take four-wheel drives out into the desert, farther down off the tourist areas into some of the Transform Legion Fort areas. And some of those it's just fabulous country.
Yeah, like Merzouga is this, I don't know if you've been there, but Merzouga is a very tiny village. And those Bedouin are just delighted to have tourists. And they make you dinner and gather dancing show, and it's just delightful people. And you know, then you ride on the camels in the dunes and you see the sunset. It's, I mean, where are you going to do that? Is there any place else? It's just fabulous. And again, we're talking about like, they have a mixture of hotels in Marrakesh, like some are absolutely unique style. Of course, you heard of the Mamounia, which is a famous hotel. Amangina, these are the top deluxe hotel, but then you have many, many four-star hotels who are just superb, like just mentioning one called the Tishka Hotel. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then, of course, you have the Big Chain, the Sheraton, and all of this hotel. And what can I tell you? And the food and the colors. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
The colors that you see some of the homes... in pink, some in blue, and I don't know, the painted wood, and all kind of just unique country. Yeah, I love it.
That's great.
Yes, it's one of the few countries that is a blend of the old and the new, and it's all done so well. Some countries are all new, or basically new, and some are basically old, like Burkina Faso or something like that. But then but Morocco, you can get everything there, and it's so compact. I mean, it's large, but it's very compact.
Very compact.
So,
transportation is not bad at all between cities, and you're right. You have the contrast between new and the modern is unbelievable. And they have influence from the French, of course, who were there for a while, and then the local Arab flavor and Berber flavor is unique.
Well, this is something that I was stunned. One of my visits down there, I was down in Agadir, and I had bought a new pair of shoes before I went, which is absolutely stupid, and I'd gotten an infected toe, like a blister. And here I'm in Morocco, and I thought I was going to die. And so I finally had to do something. I knew it was going to really get infected, and I was really going to have a problem. So I asked the hotel, where's the doctor? And they sent me to a doctor, and it was out of his house. And I thought, you know, I'm going to get hepatitis, or I'm going to get worse, or whatever. I walk in there, and the guy received his medical degree from the University of Chicago. And I couldn't believe it. And he spoke English better than I did, of course. And everything was modern, and they gave me some stuff from Switzerland. And I was cured in 2 days. I couldn't believe it. It's fabulous. So, I mean, they do have
modern
things there.
And you know that they go so often to Paris and London for studying and so they have all the latest technique how to handle if you get sick or injured or things like that. And about, I'm talking about Agadir. When I was in Agadir many years ago, I bought a leather jacket, which was so inexpensive. I was sure that this leather was not really leather. But when I came to the States and I showed it to somebody who knows that, he said, wow, this is the best leather you can find in the world. I mean, there's so much you can do besides shopping and do in Morocco and the weather and ski and golf or tourism. Everything is great. Yeah.
Well, wonderful.
It's a combination. Well, Gabriel, we want to thank you very, very much for being on.
You're quite welcome.
Yeah,
and we'd like to have you back.
Okay, anytime. Thank you very much, guys. Bye-bye.